And we welcome to the program Jim Meredith. He's the conductor of the Lynchburg Pops Community Band, and he's joining us today from Richmond, I believe. Is that right, Jim?
Yes, I am at the Virginia Music Educators Conference.
A longtime music educator in the Lynchburg area you are. In fact, I'm going to have a hard time not calling you Mr. Meredith, because my kids studied with you, and you were Mr. Meredith forever, and now you've said call me Jim, so I'll try to call you Jim, okay?
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Now, you have the Lynchburg Pops Community Band has a Christmas concert coming up on November 29th. It's going to be just spectacular. It's at E.C. Glass High School. It's called Come Celebrate with Joy. Remind us, Jim, just a little bit of the history of the Lynchburg Pops.
The history?
Yeah, the brief history.
You're old.
All right.
We started up right before COVID. We had two rehearsals. We had 68 players in that ensemble. And then COVID hit, and just we're at the mercy of the public schools because we use their facilities. So everything got pulled out from under us. But we came back last January, and we've given three concerts, two at EC Glass and one at the City Market back in September. And now we have our big Christmas extravaganza coming up.
Tell us more about it.
Okay. Well, as you know, last night we had rehearsal with our singers, and the singers are going to be featured in about half of the program. We're playing traditional Christmas music, and we're doing some of the more reverent pieces. We're also doing some of the fun pieces, like You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. I woke up this morning after last night's rehearsal, and this was the first rehearsal with our singers. And our guest soloist is Daryl Duff. He's a professor of music at Liberty University. He has this deep, resonant voice that just reaches out and grabs you and hugs you. He's going to be singing O Holy Night and Christmas in the Islands, which was arranged for him by the United States Navy Band. And we were fortunate to get the arrangement. And he's also going to be singing The Grinch. But we're going to be playing some of the traditional favorites. What Child Is This? Leroy Anderson's A Christmas Festival, which is just a huge collection of tunes, a medley. We're going to close with a sing-along with the audience. We want to invite the audience to sing White Christmas with us. And we're opening with an original piece that our choir director, Danny Moore, composed. And I did the arrangement for the band. And we're going to open with that. It's called Come Celebrate with Joy Tonight. And, you know, Mary, we have four composers and arrangers in our ensemble. And Chris Sharp, who is one of them, he's a professor at University of Lynchburg. We're doing about four pieces of his.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have so much local talent here, and it's going to be a joy to present it on the 29th. And everybody needs to know that Mary, our own Mary, is going to be featured. She's going to sing The 12 Days After Christmas, a little bit novel approach.
That's right. Because you've heard the story about the partridge in the pear tree and the true love gave all the many, many things for Christmas, but you haven't heard the story of what happened after Christmas when my true love and I had a fight.
Oh, my
goodness.
What
happened to all the calling birds and the turtle doves and everything after the day after Christmas. And so it's a funny, funny song, and I'm looking forward to it. It's fun being part of the Lynchburg Pop Singers, but I'm with you, Jim. The song Christmas in the Islands, it's hard to get it out of your head once you've heard it. It's like this calypso kind of feel.
Yeah, I woke up this morning, just I kind of danced, but got out of it. It was just in me.
Yep.
one of the band members last night said, when you were conducting Daryl and the band, you were dancing.
Yep.
I was. That's what music does. Our goal as the Pops band is to take the audience on an emotional journey. We want to get inside of you and take you to a level where you just go, thank you. That's just what I needed.
I love that.
Music has the power.
Yeah, Jim, Kenny Shelton here. It does have the power, and I love the fact that with the Lynchburg Pops concert here, you're doing the traditional music. This new one with Mary and the 12 Days After Christmas is going to be a real fun one to hear, but I think people come to expect that, and they kind of need that. This is like, you know, right after Thanksgiving into Christmas frenzy, here's a chance to just relax and enjoy some great music. How did the group get the name Pops? Was that just because you just wanted to kind of cover all the categories maybe of music?
Yes, exactly. Everybody, I think, is aware of the Boston Pops Orchestra. And, you know, we tend to model our style on them. They will play some classical pieces, but then they'll also add the fun. And so they cover a broad base of music.
That's cool, because sometimes you look at something like this with a big orchestra and you think, oh, it's going to be so, you know, serious music and all that stuff. Sounds like you guys just have a blast practicing, and I'm sure the fun you'll have that night with the audience. And folks that follow the show and have followed Mary over the years probably know her work with Bells of the Blue Ridge, with the bells, but you as a vocalist, Mary, this is going to be nice. Yeah.
And Jim, talk about some of your musicians. You mentioned four composers in the Pops. But it's also everything. You have professional musicians, but you also have, you know, folks who might have, perhaps they haven't played since high school, but they wanted to pick it up again.
Oh, yeah. We're open to receiving new players. The basic requirement is a passion for music and a commitment to attend the rehearsals. And I've had several people say, I'd like to do it, but maybe I should just practice and get my lips and fingers going. But my answer is, the best way is just to come and immerse yourself into the ensemble. And we are a family. We approach it that way. We have a couple of band picnics during the year. And it's just a warm outreach. And we have people from the medical profession. We have mechanics. We have just all kinds of people who've grown up in the band experience and just are reliving their high school years or their college years. And we're just having a blast.
Now, give us details about the concert as far as it's at E.C. Glass High School, and it's Tuesday, the 29th of November, but talk about ticket information.
Okay. LynchburgTickets.com is handling our tickets. Now, you may get tickets at the door, but I recommend, we're expecting our biggest crowd yet, and we would not like to have to delay the 7:30 concert time waiting for people in line. I mean, we'll do that to a point, but it's best to get your tickets online, LynchburgTickets.com, and bring your receipt. That will be your entrance, your ticket, if you will. But if it's the last minute, you're not sure you're going to be in town, and then you decide you are, and you want to come, well, that's fine. You know, come. You can pay at the door as well. It's $12.50 for adults online. It's $15 at the door.
Very good. And it's the 29th of November, just in time to really get you into the Christmas spirit. Lynchburg Pops Community Band, come celebrate with joy. Jim Meredith, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be talking to you again soon, okay?
Thank you. Look forward to it.